Amen. Good morning, gentlemen. Candle lighting this afternoon, 416, 416, which makes Mincha here and throughout the system at 425. Shabbos is getting early. Be ready. It's already almost here. We are learning Masechta Kelim, learning in the shul. This week is graciously sponsored in the memory of Sarah Malka Bas, Rabbi Yitzchak, Neshama Tzahab, and Aliyah. The Mishnah tells us, Parakafei Mishnayis Beis and Gimel, Hamardea. What's a Mardea? We met a Mardea once before. It is an ox goad. It had a pointy end on one side, and it had like a blade to cut out reeds that get in the way of the ox on the other side. So if you can imagine such a thing, Yesh lo acharayim betoch, similar to the ideas we introduced yesterday, when a liquid falls on the outside side, chazal or meko. So that's assuming there's an outside and an inside. So the Mishnah tells us this funky thing has an acharayim betoch. Mishiva lachakor me'abra ledarvan. What is it? From 7 trachim for the blade, if you count up on the stick that it holds on the blade on the one hand and the pointy side from the other side, so it's 7 trachim from the blade. After that is achorayim and 4 trachim from the prod. This is divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Rabbi Meir says no offense. In such a situation, you have one long stick. There's no inside and outside. Ein lahem. Well, Huskru Arba Vishiva, the only reason why we have a Mishnah that mentions being within 4 tefachim of the pointy side, or being 6 tefachim from the blade side, is Elal Shirayim. It has to do with the fact, what if the Mardea breaks? Do you still have a kli? And so therefore, within 4 of the pointy side is still a kli. Within 7 of the blade side is still a kli. But it has nothing to do with the question of Acharayim Betoch. The Mishnah continues, Midos Yayin Vishemin Vizelamastra. Right? If you have a measuring instrument that you use to measure wine and oil, or you have a zolomastra, which is there to defoam, it's got a spoon on one side and a fork on the other side, or if you have a filter for mustard, or if you have a filter for straining wine, so yeshlam acharayim betoch tiver mer. Mer says as an inside side and an outside side. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ain lahem. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says no way. Rav Shimon Omer, Yesh lahem, nitmo me'achareim, ha'bishelchon tohor. They do have an outside and an inside. If something where a tummy liquid touches the outside side where the food is not, so then the food that's inside the strainer is going to stay tohor. However, tzarch lahatvil, you have to go ahead and retivel the kli again in order to take care of what happened on the outside side so that you can use it again. But something inside is going to be safe. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we will continue. Tomorrow morning, everyone have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.